Welcome to Money Grows on Trees.
Money does grow on trees.
A podcast full of practical, real-life money lessons that you wish you learned in school. Lloyd is a former lawyer turned lifestyle entrepreneur. In each episode, he'll be answering the tough questions around money, investing, and entrepreneurship to help you transform your money mindset and move you closer to achieving your financial goals. Now, let the class begin. Here's your host, Lloyd Ross.
Welcome back to the show, Money Grows on Trees podcast. My name's Lloyd Ross, and this episode is called, Should You Invest or Pay Off Debt? Should you invest or pay off debt? This question pops up a lot. People ask me, hey, should I pay my mortgage off or should I invest here, right? This pops up a fair bit. So here's the position on it. Hopefully this will help you decide. There's no exact answer for everybody because everybody's situation is different, of course, okay, when it comes to their debt and their investment philosophy and strategy. So it's not a one-size-fits-all, but here's a mathematical way to help you understand this concept in a bit more detail. So I was on a trip recently we went to Hamilton Island and Hayman Island on a trip, and we bumped into this amazing couple. We got to know them and talk to them and have a few drinks with them, and they were chatting about, you know, investing and what should you do and so forth. And, you know, they said, well, should we pay off our mortgage or should we invest? And here's the answer to that question. You can decipher it for yourself. But if your mortgage, for example, is at 3% interest rate, okay, then every dollar you pay off your mortgage, okay, every dollar you pay off your mortgage, you're earning 3% cash return on that. Okay? Every dollar you pay off of your mortgage, you're making 3% return on that, because the interest rate on the debt is 3%. Okay? So every dollar you pay off, you're saving 3% of that dollar in interest. Does that make sense? So if you have, let's say, for example, you've got $100,000 left on your mortgage. If you were to put in, right, it's costing you 3% a year in interest, so $3,000 a year to have that $100,000 mortgage, and you were to put $100,000 to pay that mortgage off, you're earning 3% on that $100,000, okay? You're offsetting it effectively. So if you have an investment that's going to bring you perhaps, say, 9% a year, and instead of paying your mortgage off and getting 3%, okay, return, you take the $100,000 and you put it into something else, it gives you 9%, you're making $9,000 a year. So what do? Do you pay your mortgage off and make 3% on your money? Or do you leave the debt there, keep paying 3% on it, and move your $100,000 over to an investment that's getting you 9% so that your net result is 6%? So you're making 6% return, okay? Because you're paying 3% on your $100,000 borrowings over here. Instead of taking your cash and paying that off, you put it into a 9% return investment. Your net result, your net return is 9% minus 3%, which is 6%. So it makes a lot of sense to invest your money in a higher return asset than just paying the mortgage off, okay? Where does that change and what happens? Well, if your mortgage rate starts to go up to 4%, 5%, 6%, 7%, 8%, all of a sudden, it makes a lot of sense to pay off that mortgage. It makes a lot of sense to pay off the debt. So I think right now, while the cost of debt is low, and the cost of debt, I mean the interest rate you pay when you borrow money, because that's so low, I think a lot of people are choosing to pay off their mortgage now because they're so low. So they're keeping their mortgage repayment exactly the same as what it was when interest rates were a lot higher. And they're actually getting through their debt and paying off the principal a lot faster at the moment because there's less interest attributed to that repayment. So I think it's very smart to do that, because in the next few years, by hook or by crook, you watch, interest rates will go up, okay? So the more debt you can pay off now, the less mortgage risk you have in the future, okay? But understand that when you pay off at the present current interest rates, if you pay off $1 of your mortgage, you're getting generally, it depends on your interest rate, but if it's a 3% mortgage rate, you're making 3% on that dollar, okay? So you're saving 3 cents. Every time you pay off a dollar of your mortgage, you're saving 3 cents in interest. But if you put that dollar into another investment that's getting 9%, you're making 9 cents on the dollar in income to you or in returns, okay? So you decide. There's no exact, you know, everyone's different, as I said, But I hope that gives you a mathematical, really simple mathematical way to choose. Well, I'm going to invest my money or pay off my mortgage or pay off debt. And if you've got relatively low debt and it's manageable, and I think that is a pretty good situation to then look at other investments. They're going to return a lot higher for you, for sure. But if you've got massive amounts of debt and you've got this situation where you can actually pay off a lot of it right now while interest rates are so low, I dare say you got to look into doing that. Because if rates double or triple in the next, you know, say 5, 6, 7, 8 years, I don't know. It depends how long your mortgage is for, but you don't want to get caught out paying a lot of interest later. So up to you what you do. I think it's great to obviously diversify and have a different asset or investment outside just your mortgage. You know, I think a lot of us grew up with our parents saying, hey, buy a house. It's the best investment we ever made. What they mean to say is the only investment they ever made. It's not the be all and end all. Okay. Your house where you live should not be the best investment you ever make. Okay. It's great because you don't have to pay any capital gains tax on the sale if it's your principal place of residence. It's great because you're paying a principal and interest off right now instead of rent, which is fine. Okay. And you've got, you know, you can live there for a long time without worrying about having to move. Okay. So there's all those elements of owning, which is fine. But I think you should also look at other investments outside just your home. Okay. So something to consider, but I hope that gives you a bit of an idea about when to pay off debt and when to invest elsewhere. And, you know, you can be smart about it. All right. You can make sure your money is working as best as it can for you under the safest possible, you know, parameters. Okay. So I hope that's been helpful for you. If you've enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review, subscribe. And if you want to share this to your Instagram stories or Facebook stories, go right ahead. You'll feel free. You want to tag me. I'll share it back to my stories. I'll give you a shout out also if you leave a review for us. And I want to thank you so much for tuning into the podcast. Thank you for listening. And I look forward to seeing you in the next episode of Money Grows on Trees podcast.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Money Grows on Trees podcast. If you like the show, you might want to check out our book, Money Grows on Trees, which you can find at LloydJRoss.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, leave a review, and feel free to reach out to Lloyd on Instagram at LloydJamesRoss.